Good evening, brother. I thank you so much for seeing me. Oh, thank you. You're too kind. Does it matter which chair? Thank you. This is incredibly kind of you. No, really. It's so late in the day, but with how busy things have been in the shop, it was the only time that could work for me this week, and I really needed to... Well, I needed some guidance. Oh, it's... I'm sure you've seen this before, all the time. I'm sure you already know how silly girls can be. Oh, thank you. I know we're not supposed to wear jewelry, but I do love these little pendants. Wow, you're really observant, brother. Yes, I have a few of them. 5? No, 6. I picked up a new one recently. When we go into town for supply runs, there's a little store that sells them. I always pay for them, full price.
I don't want to give them or anyone the wrong idea. I'm not that kind of girl. I'll be 24 soon, brother. In a couple months, yes. Well, yes. Yes, I guess that makes me a woman. To some. But I'm unmarried. Well, yes. My father has tried to arrange things with some of the other families in our community. But for one reason or another, things just never seem to work out. Oh, brother. That's awfully kind of you to say. But do not let your adorning be external. Let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart. I strive to be modest and humble and to never give the wrong impression. Boys are... Well, my father made sure to warn me about teenage boys when I was a teenage girl and the wicked thoughts he kept going on and on about. But he never did say what they were. I have heard some of the boys, though, talk about filth, brother, absolute filth. Filth, like, oh, I can't even say. I'm sorry for even bringing that up. I'm sure such a learned and saved man like yourself. Natural? Oh, no, not what they were talking about. Yes, we're talking about sex. How they want to, with their, you know. Brother, that is just, I mean, I know... Before you joined our commune, you were a worldly man, but that is just not acceptable here. I mean, what a man and woman do in the privacy of their bedchamber is their business, whatever that business is, but we don't have to talk about it. We shouldn't talk about it. Why not? It leads to horrible, horrible thoughts, brother. Thoughts you can't escape from. Thoughts that just plague you day in and day out. Ugh. I apologize. I didn't mean to be such a mess. Here you are, being so kind to me and giving me your time, and here I am just having a meltdown. Don't laugh at me, brother. Yes, I would call this a meltdown. But I do need some guidance for something that... Okay. Do you promise? Do you promise this stays just between us? That I can trust you not to say a word about this? I could get into trouble. Into serious trouble, brother. Please, I need your word. Swear it. Swear. Okay. So you know one of my duties in the community is to go into town with a few of the others for supplies, right? Well, at the store, there's a girl there. She's always been so helpful to me. And if you just looked at her, you'd think she was just so sweet and nice. And innocent. We became friends, I guess. In a way. I mean, she seemed so nice, and I know that she may be from the wicked, wicked world, but she seemed like someone I could save, you know? Yes. Yes, exactly. A little project, I guess. One soul at a time. Exactly. So I would do my best to share our message with her, not pressing her, not trying to overwhelm her, but here and there, you know, letting her see, through me, what wonders it could do for us. Like it did for formerly worldly men like yourself, right? Right. So it went on for a while, and She was very patient with me. I thought she was being receptive. I thought I was reaching her until... Do you remember when Sister Rebecca got married? Oh no, this was before your time. Well, when we were preparing for the wedding, I had to pick up a few things. Some fresh cornmeal because Sister Ruth just cannot replace lids properly. A couple of bags of sugar for tea and lemonade. And apricots. Definitely some apricots, because Sister Rebecca loves those and she was so grateful to have them at the feast. The girl, my friend, she asked me what was going on and I told her that Sister Rebecca was getting married. The filth that came out of her mouth, brother. I mean, it started innocently enough, I guess. What kind of celebration was it going to be? What kind of dress was she wearing? Whether Brother Andrew was cute or not? You know, we were just being silly girls. Then she
started asking me how I thought the wedding night was going to go. If Sister Rebecca would even know what to do with Brother Andrew's... It was disgusting, brother. Gross. Grossness. So I told her to stop saying those dirty, filthy things. I told her to. I stomped my foot and told her that was unclean. That who would even think those disgusting thoughts? She told me I was crazy, brother. And she didn't say anything to me after that. I purchased my supplies and thought about telling her manager what a filthy-mouthed whore he had as a clerk. Should I have? I mean, I didn't. I didn't, because she'd always been kind to me before. And I thought that maybe I had overreacted. Just a little. Maybe I could have been more patient with her, used it as an opportunity to teach her a better way. So, the next time I was there, she didn't say much to me. I felt so bad, brother. I apologized to her. I mean, I know, I apologized, but I wanted to make things right. I wanted to, you know, and I told her that we could still be friends. Then she said to me, "Honey, if you're getting freaked out about the thought of two married people doing it, we definitely can't be friends." No, she didn't say doing it. I was shocked. I left it at that. I was going to leave it at that. Maybe even ask one of the others to go to the store and I'd go too. I don't know. Maybe the butcher or the hardware store instead, but I didn't want to have to explain things. And... maybe I still wanted to save her. I mean, I did. I definitely did. Around that time, they hired another clerk. A boy. I mean, in his early 20s, maybe? And I see how she and him would talk sometimes. It looked like they liked each other. I mean, they were trying to hide it, but I'm very observant, brother. I notice these little things. But anyway, things started to get, one day she was helping me and she always usually was so neat and tidy, you know, but her hair was a bit of a mess and she was trying to hide something when she was talking to me, like something had just happened, and I noticed something on her mouth, on her chin. I thought it was buttermilk. I let her know, of course, brother. I would want someone to let me know if I had something on my face, right? It wasn't buttermilk, she told me. She licked the corner of her mouth, wiped it off her chin, licked that off too. Whore. Could I have a glass of water, brother? Thank you. Thank you. As you know, that store has its busy periods and its downtimes. I always liked going in for the downtimes because there would be less people looking at me oddly. You know how we dress compared to the outside world, but soon after that, I got to the store early one day. I thought maybe too early, thinking that the clerks would be on their lunch break, but the sign to come in was still up, in the window. No one was on the floor. I got a little worried, and I started hearing noises, like like animals, grunting and heaving and panting, wet noises slapping together, hard thudding. Then I heard her, who I thought was just a sweet store clerk, my friend who helped me with getting extra flour for pies, who would save me the last bottle of ketchup before the next shipment, and always help me get the best lemons, the freshest honey. I heard her beg for things. Beg for things I didn't know another person would ever want. I didn't know what to do. I should have run, brother. I should have run, right out of that store, never looked back. I should have screamed and yelled and made such a ruckus to bring the whole town and to let them see what kind of slut was in their midst. The door to the back room was slightly open. And I went up to it. And I watched brother. I watched him, do her. From behind, holding on to her wrist. His pants were down by his ankles, and as he moved his hips, part of me wondered why his belt didn't match his shoes. Part of me wondered what she meant to be used like... I can't even say it, brother, I can't. And another part of me, I watched. Until she, you know. When he pulled himself from her and she did things to him with her mouth and her hands. And that's when I realized where the buttermilk came from. She saw me as she still had her mouth around him. I saw the surprise in her eyes, but she didn't say anything, just closed the door. He didn't notice me. I didn't know what to do. I just waited there in one of the aisles. They eventually came out. He went to the other side of the store to sweep, and she came over to see me. And she smiled at me, with the devil in her eyes. She greeted me the way she usually did. I could smell him on her breath. On her face. I said nothing. I just smiled back. And we went through my list as we usually do. My mind was racing. I knew what I should have done, brother. I should have called her a filthy slut, an unclean whore, that she was disgusting, deplorable, nasty, and the fact that she was begging to be used like that was all of the proof I needed. She wanted to be called those things. That her filthy hole should be used up to teach her a lesson that she deserves. That all that she would be good for was to be used in stock rooms and back alleys and then shoved into the dark where no one would ever see how much of a degraded whore she was. But I couldn't. I didn't. Because I didn't feel that I could judge her. Cause we are, aren't we all sinners, right? Right? Don't we all have some wickedness that lurks in our hearts? I mean, sure. Hers might be more than mine, I guess, but I didn't want to judge. I mean, it's not natural. It's filthy. But seeing them, it did things to me, brother. Things I can't explain. I can't stop thinking about them. The way he looked at her, the way he was just using her to slake his thirst, and the way she was so wet, brother. She was dripping, drooling from her, and how she pushed back against him, begging him to use her harder. Did I ever talk to her about it? Yes. I don't think she wants my help. I don't think anyone can help her. I need some guidance in that I fear that maybe I need help now. how long have I been trying with her? For a year, maybe two now? Yes, brother, it has been, quite a lot. Sure, please. Please, ask anything. Anything if it would help. I wasn't getting anything out of it. I mean, other than wanting to try and help someone I consider a friend. Why did I call her a whore? Brother, the things she's done. The things I've seen her do. The things she's told me. I know. I know she's just trying to mock me. And my beliefs, I think. But the things she's said, brother. You know the incident in the back room. That's what I mean, and what I've seen her do? I mean, that's a lot, right? I'm not evading the question, brother. Okay. Other things, too. I really don't want to say. Please don't make me say, brother. Please don't. Yes, I know you said I could trust you, but I just want to start moving on in my life and not be overwhelmed. Okay. Okay, I'll say. Sometimes we'd go into the back room or the tool shed out back. Sometimes we'd go over to the diner where she knew someone who was cool with her, I mean. She showed me things, little things at first, some things she said that were educational. Then she started showing me pictures of people doing things, pictures of herself, movies on her smartphone, sometimes with the other clerk, sometimes with other men, other women. And she showed me her toys, how she liked to touch herself. She showed me places on the internet where she ordered things. And one time she and the clerk did it again while I watched. That's all. Really, that's it. Isn't that bad enough? It doesn't have to be worse than this, brother. It doesn't. It's so filthy. It's just so filthy, please. I don't think I want to continue. Can we just forget about this, please? Please. Yes, I want to get rid of these thoughts more than anything, but I don't see... Brother! Why would you ask me that? That's beyond the pale. No, it's not. Denial is not an admission of guilt. How dare you? How casual the filth that comes out of your mouth. You should feel ashamed of what you just accused me of. I'm not going to sit here and be degraded. You turned out to be something else, brother. That doesn't even deserve the dignity of a response. Oh, if you even tried to check the state of my panties right now, I'd scream. I'd scream so loud. I mean, of course, I know no one would be around right now. You're right. No one knows I'm here. Okay. I just wanted to keep this private, that's all. Please, that's it. Okay, please. Please don't do that. No one else needs to know. You swore, remember? Yes, I'll be honest, completely honest from here on out. Just please don't tell anyone. I promise. I mean, I swear. What do you want to know? I'm here because I really do need your guidance, your help. I promise you that's why I can't... I can't talk about this to anyone else here. What really happened that day? That there was no lie there, just... I swear, I wasn't lying about the back room. I just didn't say that I was touching myself as I watched them. I couldn't help myself, brother. I didn't even realize I was doing it at the time. Do I want to touch myself right now? You... Okay, fine. Yes, I do. You want to know the state of my panties? Soaked through. Okay? I can't just do that in front of you, brother. This is highly inappropriate. You're right. I swore honesty. I just... Okay. Let me... slide them to the side. Oh, I'm so slippery, brother. I'm so sorry, but I am. Yes, I've done this before. In front of her. A couple of times. With her. Once with the other store's clerk's manhood. In my mouth. Oh, and then... when she grabbed my head to keep it still. I came as he used my mouth. Made me gag. And slobber. Like a cheap little whore. Please. Please don't look at me like that, brother. Please don't. I'm just so full of evil. Of wickedness. I can't help it. I'm begging you. I'm begging you for your help. I've done too much. I've gone too far. Can I taste myself, brother? I love my taste. I love it when I'm watched. I want you to see how good I taste. My holes can be wrecked, but my juices will always taste so good. Oh, I'm so wet, brother. All the time. I've done a lot of things, but I haven't taken a man, inside of me. Inside of my, I'm not lying. No lies. No one's taken my pussy since I had been engaged. He was a good boy from a good family. And I liked him a lot. A lot. I thought we could start. Me giving him his wifely duties a little early. He told his family. They called off the wedding. They whisper my name to everyone else. I will never be married because I was a filthy whore that one night. I can be your whore today, brother. Are you hard right now? Watching me like this? Not in my pussy. Never there. But you can have my mouth. You can have my ass. I can take so much with my ass. Let me tell you a secret, brother. The pendants I wear correspond to the same jewel in the base of a butt plug I have buried inside of me. Every time you see me wear a pendant, now you know. She fisted me once, past her wrist. I've never felt so full. I squirted so hard as I thrust my sweet little pussy with my fingers, rubbing my little button against the heel of my hand. Her friends They watched. They watched as they jerked off, and they came all over me. One by one by one by one. Take out your meat, brother. Spray me with your seed. Give me all of you. I'll take you. I'll choke on you. Just use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. You didn't even. Why didn't you? I thought you said I was beautiful. Please. Please tell me. At least you won't tell anyone. Please. You swore, brother. You swore.